And welcome back to Youth Point Downtime. I'm Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point. That's the youth group of Mount Zion Christian Assembly. And I am so excited to be here back with you. It's Monday. Hope you had an awesome weekend. Hope you had great time with friends and family. Hope you had a great time with your church and in fellowship with other believers, hearing God's word and applying it to your life, growing in God's awesome grace. And hope you had a great week last week as we spent a few minutes together each day hearing how God is calling each and every one of us. He's calling us unto himself, and hope that is encouraging you, and I hope you share that with others so that they'll be encouraged as well. By the way, you can get those messages and the new messages from myyouthpoint.com. That's myyouthpoint.com in the resources section, available to you to place on your iPod or phone or any way you can use them. Well, we heard about Moses last week, about Isaiah, about Esther, about Ruth, about Mary, and how God calls us to help others, how God calls us to speak his message, to be bold, to be faithful, and how God calls you to a special task. And today we're going to start looking at Saul, but before we do that, I wanted to share with you a phrase that encapsulates the whole idea of downtime. And it goes like this: life is what's happening while we are thinking about tomorrow. And that is to a T what life is all about. We spend time thinking about what we're going to do at another time tomorrow, maybe making plans for tonight or tomorrow or next week or next year or next weekend. And we forget that life is happening here and right now before our eyes. And we encourage you to use your downtime more effectively. Listen, hear what God is speaking to your life and apply it to your heart. So today we look at Saul and we're going to see how God calls you to a new life. God calls you to a new life. And for that, I'm going to the Bible, to the great book, and listening to Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Together, and it reads like this: "And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight and arose and was baptized." Now, when we consider Saul, better known as Paul, traveling on the road to Damascus, he is on his way to arrest Christians and to bring them back to Jerusalem to be tried, and most likely they're going to be killed. And Saul meets on that road God in a powerful way, and he is blinded. It is not until he has hands laid upon him by other Christians that he receives his sight again. And yet the sight that he gains with his eyes open him to now see things in a very different light. What his eyes had seen before, Christians who he considered troublemakers, now his eyes see different. He sees Christians that are people with a message of love and of grace that should be shared with all peoples. And he opens his eyes to a new life where he is wholeheartedly seeking after God now, preaching the gospel to as many people as he encounters, and his labors open the doors for the gospel to be shared with many peoples, including us here in the Western world, because that message of the gospel ultimately reaches us here in this century. And God calls him out of a life of laws and of rules and regulations into a life of freedom. The freedom to live and to serve God. Now, what are some of your favorite things to do? What do you enjoy doing? What are the activities that you enjoy? Movies or time with friends and other things? Going to church? Now, think about when you agree to do these activities. Do you ever ask yourself, how is God going to be made known in my life through these activities? Well, maybe you don't ask that commonly or reasonably enough. But the reason why I'm asking you this is that this new life that you have been called to, when you chose God and he had chosen you to follow after him, is a life that ought to lead you to consider what God wants from you in regards to your decisions and your actions and whatever you do. From the moment that Saul received his sight, he was committed to learning and to serving God. The scales fell from his eyes and he saw the new life that stood right before him. What new life have you been called to, is my question. Are there scales in your eyes that need to fall off? What can you do to help to see more clearly the new life that God has in store for you? What can you do? And I would suggest coming to God's word. What decisions or actions have been made already or need to be made so you can better embrace the new life that God has offered you in Christ Jesus. And are you currently living this new life the way God wants? So today I want you to spend some time thinking about your life and the decisions you make each day. Is your life an image of transformation that God has called you to greater and bigger things? See if your life reflects that new life that you received in Christ. And also see if there are changes that need to happen even now that will reflect that new life in Christ and what it looks like. Be willing to let the scales fall off from your eyes and let the whole new world of possibilities come open before you. And I encourage you to do that today. See what God is doing here and now, where life is happening. Let me pray with you. God, you are awesome in all your ways. Forgive us when we fail to let scales come off our eyes and we don't embrace the new life that you have set before us. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we might have life and freedom and be able to serve you. And help us to take this new life with great passion that leads us to proclaim your name to other people and that they might also have this freedom. And by your authority and by this great gift that you've given us, which is your son, Jesus Christ, and by the power that comes by the Holy Spirit, may our lives be made new and be led by you, I ask. In the name of Jesus, I encourage you to seek after him.